Chapter 29. Proud of You. Dante. 2 days later, when we went to visit Adam, his bed was empty.
"Where's my son?"
Dad shouted, running towards two nurses. "I'm sorry, Mr. Bridgman," said one of the nurses. "I wanted to speak to you before you reached his bed. Please, come with me." My whole body went cold. "Where's my son?" Dad repeated, but this time his voice was very quiet. We went into a small waiting room and sat down. Adam had a hematoma in his head, but we don't think this is because of the attack. Luckily, Adam was already here in hospital, so we operated immediately. "Has Adam been having headaches?"
"Yes," Dad said. "We've been waiting for a scan for weeks. He was playing football and the ball hit him in the head, but I don't understand."
"It wasn't a football, Dad. It was a cricket ball."
"Cricket balls are hard," the nurse said.
"I see. That explains everything."
"Will he be okay?"
I had to ask. The nurse smiled. "It's not a dangerous operation. I'll let you know as soon as I have more news." After she left, Dad and I watched Emma play for a while.
"Do you think that Veronica will hear about this?" I asked.
"I'd been thinking about that for days."
"Stop worrying about Veronica," Dad said. "Emma isn't going anywhere."
I picked Emma up and held her close. When I turned, Dad was watching me.
"Dante, I want you to know how proud of you I am. I'm proud of how well you did in your exams, and I'm proud of the way you've become a real father to Emma."
"Thanks, Dad," I said, quietly. "And I want you to know, I love you, son, very much." Dad was looking straight ahead and not at me, but I believed him. He'd never told me that before, but I'd never said those words to him either. I guess that Dad and I were alike. I love you too, Dad."